Eurovision. Welcome to Eurovision, a podcast with a unique Irish perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest.
12 points,
Ireland. Oh, guys, of everything.
Now we have to explain what we were doing there before.
You'll see it on our Instagram story.
Check us out on Instagram for that. Everyone, welcome back to the Eurovision podcast. What a few weeks it's been for us. Literally, we've been pumping out the episodes. We're coming to you with another one today, and it's a very exciting one. We are going to be discussing the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2022 songs, because, of course, on Sunday, December 11th, we will be heading to Yerevan, Armenia. Well, not physically, but, you know, watching it through the television. We will be heading to Armenia for this year's Jess. Louise, are you excited for Jess this year?
Woo! Go, kids! do you know what? Like, those youngsters just are so talented. They're so incredible. I don't think I would have ever have had the confidence and the charisma and the talent that they all have, and the standard is always great.
Especially in recent years.
To be honest, I don't follow Junior Eurovision really at all as closely as I do to actual Eurovision. But I do dip in and out, you know, when a few songs drop. Especially Ireland, of course, TG Cahir, they're great. Mm-hmm. Always doing a good job, upping the ante every year. So, yeah, it's always nice. And it's nice they've moved it towards Christmas time.
Yeah, it's kind of nice way to end the year in a way.
Well, like, Christmas really, a lot of it is about children, you know, and like the magic and fun and music, so it just fits in really well. And even like the theme they had last year in Paris was great, and Armenia I think have hosted a couple of times, so they know what they're doing. But yeah, looking forward to it. Connor, are you?
I am too. Should be great. Nice Sunday afternoon viewing. Very, very nice. But yeah, we're going to be discussing the songs today. We're going to be going through the songs that we love. But of course, every song is brilliant. Every kid is brilliant. And yeah, should we get into it, Lou?
Let's get cracking. Christmas cracker. So, Connor and I don't exactly have a favourite or like a top three like we maybe usually do in our country review episodes, like say we did with Ukraine, Ireland and so on. We actually, funnily enough, I don't know, are we like spending too much time together or is it like by osmosis or what's going on? We actually kind of have agreed on our four favourites.
Yeah.
Our mutual four favourites. I don't know if I could just choose one of the junior songs that is my set favourite, but there's four that like stick out to me that I personally really enjoy, and we just happen to have the same ones,
which is very coincidental. But yep, same ones.
I think we should start with one. And Connor, I don't know if you remember this, but way back in September, October, when we were literally kicking off the Eurovision podcast, I think we might have recorded episode one, and I landed over to Connor's house maybe for episode two or something, and we had agreed to have like a mini pizza party, just to celebrate this very, very well. The Netherlands had just done their little selection for Junior Eurovision. And all poor Connor was hearing that night in the house was
la 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 la
la la la la la la, because you know I like to sing and I like a good ear.
I actually have a video of this as well, which is funny. I think so, yeah.
Sneaky.
It's you dancing in my kitchen. It's either to La Festa or it's something else, but I think it's definitely something Eurovision related. But you know, I will always remember this evening because
I love a bop.
And it's stuck in my head still, you know. That, especially when you do that la 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 bit as well. Like,
let's go.
Get ready for La Festa. La 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 la. Everything's perfecto. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Tonight will be a
getting a full rendition of it right now. But yeah, no, it's brilliant.
We don't need like the little clips that we normally put in. I'll just
perform it. No, it's so funny because we were looking it up on the TV on YouTube and I picked one of the videos and you were like, no, wrong version. Get the live.
No, but that's what I was about to say. So Little Luna from the Netherlands. Wow. She's an amazing performer. Oh my gosh.
Really is.
So charismatic. How on earth does she dance the way she does in that national selection performance and control her breath and her voice? Amazing. The song itself, I won't lie, lads, if anybody listening to this knows me, you will know my favourite Eurovision song of all time is La Venda, Mickey Nunez, Spain 2019. I absolutely adore brass instruments, and any kind of like fiesta festival vibe is just so down my street. So La Festa is almost like the little sister of La Venda, and just the color, the brightness, the energy, I feel like, you know, I'm like on holiday somewhere tropical, and like the kids club are doing this amazing dance and they're having a boogie, and all, and the girls in the performance just look like they're having so much fun. And sure, that's what Junior is all about.
Exactly.
It's a great tune. What do you think of it, Connor?
I love this. It's exactly what you said. It's just fun. Absolutely fun on stage. And you know they're going to stage it really, really well, because the Netherlands always does great staging as well. And I think, like you said, it really just captures what Jessica's all about. It's young performers having fun on stage. Nothing too serious, nothing too dramatic. It's just fun. Fun, and I can't wait to see this live. Not live, but like live on stage. And I say you will be bopping around the room non-stop. And yeah, make sure to check out our Instagram, because I'm sure I'm going to record the reaction or something.
Well, best of luck to Luna and her dancers, and to all of the Dutch team from Eurovision. No matter what, you'll be great.
Exactly. What is the next country we're going to go through?
Take it away, Connor.
Right, this is another one of our faves, and it is España. From Valencia to Ibiza, I think of you the noche día. We're gonna sing la melodía. Mi corazón te necesita. Qué bonita es la vida. Baila conmigo, señorita. Ya, 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 ya. Baila, la, 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 la. Todos juntos, tú conmigo, yo contigo. Baila conmigo, señorita. Ya, 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 ya. Baila, la, 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 la. Tú conmigo, yo contigo. Baila conmigo, señorita. España.
I'm sorry, I have to say that when ever someone says España. This one is great, Señorita. Shawn Mendes, Eat Your Heart Out.
Yeah.
This
another great performer. My God, the dance moves in the music video. Again, just having fun. Just having fun, bopping around. Yeah, it's so Spanish as well. You were saying about like the Netherlands there and like listening to it on holidays. This is a song that you could easily hear anywhere in like Portugal, Spain, Mediterranean area. Like, it's so, so good. And another performance I can't wait to see on the stage, perform live with the crowd. You can just tell that the room is going to be brought in. Everyone be loving the lives, flags waving. Be brilliant. What do you think of it?
Yeah, high energy. Great choreography. If I remember the video correctly, they were dancing in a car park or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, good video. And Carlo seems like he'll be a great performer. And a bop of a song, as you said. Like it's very, I'm going to sound really old. Justin Bieber, like Spanish Justin Bieber of his time, do you know?
Like baby vibes, like the baby era of Justin Bieber.
Yeah, a bit like that. And it's going to be another great result for Spain in Junior, I reckon. Yeah.
Next one then.
Well, what a year for the United Kingdom, huh? Lee Smithurst, head of delegation for Junior. Like, that's got to give UK fans a good feeling. That man just seems to... Everything he touched turns to gold when it comes to UK and Eurovision, like as of this year anyway. And what he did with Sam Ryder. Oh, wow. Freya Sky, Lose My Head. Hi. Yeah, you get what you want when you want it. Your kind should have come with a warning. No, I can't hide from the truth. I lose my head over you. Amazing song. I've been doing a lot of talking. Connor, what do you make of the UK? Because it's one of your favourites.
You get what you get when you need it. Two shots in my heart when you need it. I love this. I really, really love this. It's just like, I was worried when the UK were returning to Junior Eurovision because ITV obviously had the rights beforehand and their songs were very, very childish. It was nearly like preschool level of like ABC, really? 1, 2, 3.
I never really watched.
Yeah, just looking Junior, back, so. Just to see like what vibe we might get.
Okay.
So I was really, really worried on that behalf of like, you know, will the BBC continue that vibe? But I'm right. delighted that they didn't. Freya is absolutely fantastic. I'd never heard of her before, but apparently she's really, really big on TikTok.
Mm.
So that was really, really good. But the song is so good. The dance moves in the music video is good. And you just know that, you know, like you said, Lee Smithard, carrying on from what happened in Turin, he's going to bring the roof down with this performance in terms of a creative team behind it. Mm-hmm. Same people staging Sam Ryder's performance, or who did stage Sam Ryder's performance, are doing for Jessica as well. So you just know that it is going to be really, really good. And I can't wait to see this live. And the little performances that she's been doing on Children in Need and also on the Strictly Come Dancing It Takes Two show, she's been sounding really, really well. So I can't wait to see this live with the crowd. And again, another fun song.
I actually have quite a lot to say about this one. Firstly, like, Freya is obviously incredible. That goes without saying. What a talent. Amazing. Lucy Jones breaking the news yes. to her that she got chosen was honestly just so sweet. Like, what's not to love about a young performer meeting one of her heroes? And you could just tell she was genuinely emotional and like overwhelmed and just delighted to meet someone she admired. Like, so sweet. And Lucy Jones, another great like icon for
yeah.
UK and Eurovision, a great representative for them. The song itself is super hard to sing, Connor. There's a lot of, you know, what they call chest to head voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's incredibly hard to sing. Just from what I've heard of the junior songs this year, I'd say it's probably going to be one of the most difficult to sing live. And when you put on top of it that it's an upbeat song, so there's going to be choreography involved. Also, it's kind of like there's attitude in it. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be facial expressions and there's going to be, there's a lot going on for Freya to do, but she can definitely manage it. She's great. So. She's yeah. brilliant. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. And I also really like that this seems to be quite the package.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of red in mm-hmm. the video from what I remember, and also from the performance from Children in Need that was going around online. And they have like, you know, it's like the House of Cards, the Queen and the regal chair.
Yeah.
Almost the way her hair is done, it's like there's a crown on her head and mm-hmm. All this kind of thing. I'm kind of hoping maybe like within the performance there might be a crown as a prop and they like remove it or put it yeah, on yeah. or like something. This is going to be great and hopefully a good result for the UK. We could have two Eurovision events in the UK next year.
I think so. It's not Glasgow off the cards
could get
at all.
Their chance.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think definitely UK are the ones to look out for this year mm-hmm. as potential contenders because, mm-hmm. like,
it's a great
it's
song.
Such a good song.
I'd stream that.
Yeah, no definitely.
Bother. Yeah,
and the song you'd easy hear on the radio mm-hmm. as well.
It's like very current and Freya's yeah. cool. Like, and mm-hmm. she has confidence, she has style, and she's like a happy young girl.
Yeah.
So, nothing not to love about this. Shall we move on? What could it be?
I wonder what it is.
On Comórtas, Éireann, Eurifísia, Dundee Óga, Cain Éireann, Atógdal, Conair.
Is this Ciarán Gra right now? Like,
I had to transition. Listen, I'm thinking of TG Cahir, our mm-hmm. lovely Irish language broadcaster. Absolute bunch of legends. Side note, their social media person is hilarious.
Oh, I love them. So, so good.
They're always roasting
literally.
RTE. Did you see today? They were literally roasting RTE and Virgin Media.
Yeah, they're like, literally, they're copying us.
So funny. I think at one point, like, I tweeted them and they were liking our tweets and then they followed one of the other Irish fans. Ah, they're gas
crack. Great crack.
But Connor, you need to take us away on this one. What's our last favourite? There's going to be absolute shock sounds coming from the listeners. Because Connor and I aren't patriotic at all.
Not at all.
Can
get the tricolour.
We've got the world tonight.
Well, our final song in our top four is Ireland. It is Sophie Lennon, Solace.
A lesson prior to this where I was ensuring we had the pronunciation correctly,
because some people go like solas.
That's not right.
Take it away, Lou. Do you like the song?
It's even on my Aaron Shaw Toshi Keen Talk, Toshi Cahoon Talk. I absolutely love this song, it's amazing. I had to get the Gaelic in there. We're in the Kevin Cross segment of the podcast. No, listen, honestly, it's brilliant, it's really beautiful. The lyrics are fantastic, you know. About being the light, finding the way, not being on your own, looking out for yourself. The music video is beautiful with the lighthouse. That it all ties into that theme. Sophie is just a brilliant, brilliant singer. Gorgeous girl, great talent. Loved the styling too and the change up of the clothes at kind of the pinnacle of the song, I suppose you could say. And I'm really looking forward to seeing this live, hoping that kind of that idea of light and shade is brought into the live performance. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what TG Carr has done. I think it's also most important to say Sophie has already done us proud. Mm-hmm. And here at the Eurovision podcast, we are flying the tricolour like mad. And we're delighted with her and TG Cahir, and yeah, definitely something to be proud of.
I agree completely. I love this song so much. It is so Irish, so modern, but also like reminiscent of the past in a way, you know, the traditional Irish.
The instrumentation Celtic songs. Is yeah. So Celtic, isn't it?
Really, yeah. Really, yeah. Nice and kind of Titanic-y in a way as well. You get those kind of Titanic vibes of my heart, you know, we'll go on, whatever the song's called.
Celine Dion,
you know, Eurovision winner.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Celine Dion.
She won it in Dublin.
We're like those outrageous Eurofans. Waterloo comes on. Do you know that one Eurovision?
Literally.
We're in Eurovision. Celine Dion. Cliff Richard.
Or do you ever walk past the Gaiety Theatre and go, yeah, Eurovision was in there? Eurovision was in there? Do you know that?
We're insane.
Moving back to Sulis. You know, I absolutely love this song. It's on the top of my on repeat list on Spotify at the moment.
Go on.
So nice. I can't wait to see this staging, because TG Carr's staging always worries me a tiny bit. So I hope that they give, you know, Sophie the justice that she deserves and the song deserves. I've heard very promising things as well, which is good. Which is exciting. But yeah, no, I love this. Sophie is a brilliant singer. She's so mature in her age in terms of her voice, which is really, really crazy to think, because she's only 13 years old. Wow. And I can't wait to hear this live. Absolutely can't wait to hear this live. And hoping that Europe does it justice in the performance, the staging, everything like that, they appreciate it. Because, you know, we tend to get it underrated a bit in JESC. And I know the voting doesn't really go in our favour.
I don't know, am I, like, too removed from it? But for me, like, with Junior, it's like, for Ireland anyway, like, just having that representation of the language is, like, the top tier thing, you know?
Yeah. So no, that's true.
That's the ultimate.
That's true. Yeah. But how amazing, just, like, hypothetically, Ireland, Junior Eurovision winners 2022, to think, like, an Irish song won. Like, how, like, for you as, like, a Gaelgor, like, how do you think?
I think I'd love us to have a winning song
in Irish.
Some year in Irish. That would be really special, definitely, for any Irish speakers or Gaelgori out there. And, like, hopefully it'll happen in the near future. Who knows? And it would be lovely for the contest to come to Ireland. And, like, obviously we're dubs, as we've probably mentioned before. You can probably tell by our accents if you're Irish. But it would be lovely, you know, for it to say come to Galway, like to come to Galway or, you know, somewhere where the Irish language is really prominent in Ireland, like particularly the west and the south of the country. I would love Junior to come here some year and be in Galway or like Kerry or Cork, Donegal, somewhere where the Irish language is maybe more prominent than here in Dublin. And Dublin gets a lot of things too. So, yeah, that would be cool.
But yeah, we're wishing Sophie the best of luck as well. Like Lou said, we'll be flying the flag for you on Sunday, December 11th. So, yeah.
Gnairi an tálaat, Sophie. Best of luck. So, we are going to run through some of the other songs just really briefly and speak our thoughts. So we're going, I suppose, alphabetical order is the first way. Albania, and to be honest, I'm not going to offend anyone and attempt to pronounce the name of the song, but the Albanian song, any pressing thoughts, Connor?
Just dramatic. Very, very dramatic. Very, very cool song. I can't wait to see it on the stage, of course, and I think it'll be brought to life on stage as well, because some of those, you know, those powerful ballads often, you know, in studio versions can get lost. So I think with a dramatic performance on stage, I think it might be brought to life. But I can't wait to see that.
I think don't underestimate a powerful Balkan ballad. I think this is going to be really great on stage. And she has an incredible voice. Wow, amazing. Moving on then to the host country, Armenia, with their song Dance. Thoughts, Connor?
Another banger from Armenia. They just get the contest. Like another country we'll talk about in a bit, Poland. They just get the contest. They know what works. They know what does well. And yeah, again, don't rule them out as potential back-to-back winners. But yeah, I love this song. So modern, so catchy. And you just know they're going to stay just really, really well. Can't wait to see it. What about you?
This is going to pop live. And especially with a home crowd, I hope they really enjoy it. And the dance break bit will be really cool. And Armenia are quite good with their stage performance, from what I remember correctly, definitely from last year anyway. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing this one live.
Absolutely. Next one is last year's hosts, France, with Oh Mama. What do you think of this, Lou?
Oh la la, Oh Mama. I love this. This is, you know what? Watch the juries. Juries will eat this up, I reckon. France just really get the contest, and they really put their own stamp on it. Like, it's really French, child friendly. They're very good with their songs at putting in kind of a, even though it's obviously mostly in French, and I think that's the way the French like to do it. They like to showcase their language and their culture, but at the same time they put in these elements that are really universal. He sings a little line in English, if I remember correctly, in the chorus. And all the swing vibe is so fun. It just makes me want to click my fingers. And he's amazing, that performer. He's just, oh, the talent. It's just like soaring out of him. And you can't not smile watching that. It's so, so sweet.
Yeah, no, completely agree. I love what France has been doing the last few years. Last year they had it with Tic Tac. You know, that kind of retro vibe of these songs. They're doing it really, really well. And Oh Mama, another song that they're doing that kind of retro vibe with so, so well. I can't wait to see another. I know I keep saying for every song, but I can't wait to see this live. I just know it's going to pop off in the arena. But yeah, can't wait
retro
to see France.
Retro bubblegum pop.
Yes.
Is how I would describe France and Junior. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right, we're moving on to another favorite potentially is Georgia with I Believe. Again,
so good,
so good. I love the music video for this as well. You know, all the kind of the paper outfits that they've going on. Really, really good. Again, like you said with Albania, a powerful ballad not to be, you know, forgotten about.
I think this could do really well, and it's going to represent Georgia really well. And they're like one of those countries that like just perform a bit better in Junior, or just their approach is very different. And I love what they do. It's always interesting when it's Georgia. And again, this performer is just out of this world talented. Wow. Really, really good.
Really, really good.
Moving on then, Italia, this year's Eurovision hosts with the song Blah Blah Blah. So blah, 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 Connor, with what do you think about
That's
it?
What I do mostly on these podcasts.
Me too.
Yeah, no, I really, really like this. I love the music video for this, the kind of social media side of things.
The emojis and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, really, really cool. I think this will go really, really well. I think the crowd will love this. I just hope that it's like the energy's brought, you know, the dancers are dancing away their life and the lights are going. And yeah, no, I think this is going to do really, really well as well. Another one to look out for. As a potential outsider winner, maybe, let's see, you never know. But yeah, I really like this. What do you think of Italy?
I don't really have anything to add. I agree with what you said. It's really fun. The video is great. It's kind of catchy, easy hook, blah, blah, blah. Like, everybody can catch on to that lyric. So, yeah, another great shout from Italy. Kazakhstan next. A bit of a powerhouse of late since they've joined the junior competition, excuse me. This performer is amazing. Really powerful, really dramatic. And I think Kazakhstan have done a lot of things very well in the contest. And I would say particularly their staging is always really, really, really impressive. Mm-hmm. So that always excites me when it comes to Kazakhstan. What are they going to bring to the stage show? What do you think, Connor?
Exactly what you said there. Yeah, they just know how to stage their songs. Again, another powerful, dramatic song from Kazakhstan. Hopefully next year we see more like fun poppy songs from them, because it'd be great to see like that side of Kazakhstan. But yeah, again, they're sticking to a formula that works for them. They know that, you know, these songs they can deliver really well. Their singers always have such good voices. My God, for such young children, they're absolutely so talented. But yeah, again, can't wait to see how this turns out.
So up next then we have Malta. I don't have a huge amount to say about this, but I like the team going through it. And the styling seems like it's going to be quite fun. And she's amazing. So I'm looking forward to seeing this on stage.
Yeah. Really, really good. I don't know what to expect from this on stage either, which is kind of exciting in itself. Elements of surprise, potentially. But yeah, we are moving on to North Macedonia, who are kind of becoming a little bit of a powerhouse within junior last year.
Would you say?
I think so. Last year, they were like quite liked by people in terms of their songs.
Just last year. So that doesn't really...
I've given them a bit of hope.
No, yeah. I was going to say that I thought last year they were amazing. Yeah. I loved that song. I really like the one this year. It's very... I know it's like of the... The energy, it's definitely one of the younger ones.
Yeah.
I love that. The kind of choral. Na, 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 na. And in the video, they have these little umbrellas. And there's this cute little boppy dance. Oh, it's just so cute. It's so childlike. I love that.
Same. Nothing else to add, really.
Yeah, really.
I think you nailed it on the head there. Next up is Poland, who is definitely a powerhouse in Junior Eurovision. My God.
Yeah.
To the Moon is this year's song. What do you think of it?
It's good, yeah. Poland seem to really like this, like, out of this world theme, don't they? Mm. It's always really cool what they bring. It's always very mysterious, like, cool lighting. It's quite mature in a way, but, you know, obviously not not overly mature for the junior contest. They strike this lovely balance with their songs. And this one's really good. Like, they're going to just do something brilliant on stage. There's no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to see. Again, they know how to stage songs. Performance will be lit. I can't wait for it. Bring it on. Portugal is next. And probably a really, really unique song out of the mix that we have this year. Really stands on its own 2 feet. And Portugal did that last year as well. You know, that with kind of classical... emotional ballad, and that worked. The televote score was through the roof, I think. I remember they did really, really well.
Right?
Something was really, really well. They were kind of underdogs, really. And I think could be the same this year with, you know, bringing something different to the table.
Lads, listen, whether it's the adult or the junior competition, Portugal is gonna Portugal. Like, Portugal.
Portugal is gonna Portugal.
You know what I mean? Like, they do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't conform. They don't kind of worry about what anyone else is doing. And I love that. And I think with this song in particular, and just watching the video, I think it's really great for children to see something like this. This kind of representation, excuse me, of something maybe a bit more alternative or just a little bit different to the other songs that we've had throughout the years in the competition. The difference in style, the difference in genre. I think it's really, really cool. And it showcases something that maybe there's a lot of children out there that they like this kind of thing, but I don't see as much of that in the media. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, really, really cool.
Yeah, it's great to see. And moving on then, we have another Balkan country in the mix this year along with North Macedonia. Serbia. I don't have a huge amount to say here, just again, like a very classic, great Balkan ballad. No doubt the voice is going to be spectacular on stage. and she has a really lovely presence about her and really cool style in the video, so that's going to be great to see.
Yeah. Again, something unique-ish about this, I think. Like, there's nothing really that's saying sonically very similar to this, so again, could stand out amongst the crowd. And yeah, I can't wait to see this live. Again, I know I keep saying it, but I just can't wait to see this live. Moving on then, Lou.
Finally, we have Ukraine, this year's winner of the album competition, of course, with Kalish Orchestra. So the song this year in the junior competition for Ukraine is lovely, really powerful ballad, a lot of emotion, a lot of meaning definitely behind it. Very recently, a new video and a bit of a revamp seems to have dropped from the original that we had, and this is one to watch, lads. I think
definitely.
I think juries will like this a lot, and as we know, Ukraine are absolutely brilliant for staging. She seems brilliant, the performer too, so one to watch, methinks.
I agree with you as well, one to watch. And it's amazing as well, shout out to Ukraine's broadcaster, they did a national final and reshot the music video, revamped the song. Fair play to them, absolutely. Fair play to them, can't believe that they managed that. But yeah, Ukraine definitely one to watch, I feel. And deservedly so. It's such a great song. I really like it, especially with the revamp. But yeah.
I hope our friends at OJ Ukraine
are
happy with
Shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
Shout out to you guys. But that is the class of 2022. Junior Eurovision. Nice little bunch, isn't it?
I hope they all have a great time. I hope they make friends. I hope that they just make memories. It's what an incredible opportunity for young performers. And I imagine for all of them, it's like the start of something really great in their lives and their careers. And it's just a great experience for them to have. So have the best time,
guys. Ball.
Have a ball. The Irish language segment of the Eurovision podcast. Probably my favourite couple of minutes of the podcast, not going to lie, where I try and spread my Irish language propaganda all over the Isle of Ireland and all over the continent of Europe and all over the world. World domination. This is getting a bit psychotic. Listen, I am going to give a phrase or something related to the Eurovision Song Contest or the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Who knows? Oscailga, towards Conor. And we will see how Conor gets on. Does he know what it's about? Does he know what's happening? What's the context? Cadatore or Shul, what is happening? Conor. On Real 2 Ray.
Tommy Ray.
Ah, oh, boom. Carclore. On Shocked and Shut. Cadi Yain Hin gone to Mahail is to Bunisfar Mahail.
Can we take that sentence again, please?
Cadi Yain Hin gone to Imahail is to Bun is Bar Mahail.
It sounds like it's like a phrase or like, what's those things that you learn in school? Shanukle, yeah. It sounds like that.
No,
completely off. Is it a lyric from a song?
I'll give you the full verse. I think you're gonna get it.
Is it from Solus? Solus. Sorry. We literally had this.
No.
Okay.
Is bralam an gra a tha agum an gra a tum agum da gach dina cadi yain hin gan tu mahail is tu bun is bar mahail.
Say it again.
I'm going to do it now with the rhythm from the song and I think you're going to get it. Is bralam an gra a tha agum an gra a tha agum da gach dina cadi yain hin gan tu mahail
is
tu bun is bar mahail. Mom, is that the connoisseur? I owe you. Cockroach, yay, cockroach in you. I'm tree litcher, I owe you.
Shout
I owe you. I owe you.
It's brother, mom, but I'm got a gun to got dinner. Cardi.
gorgeous too. Connoisseur, I know you. Gobernier, Gobernier, you. Archilager, I know you.
Sorry, Niamh Kavanagh and Ryan O'Shaughnessy, that music video is like me and Connor.
Oh my god.
Mom is dead.
I owe you. So what's it mean? Is it break it down again?
Is bralum on sorry, I'll skip that. Cada yain hin gone to im a hail.
What is something or like
Cada yain hin, so yain hin's like future tense. What would I do?
What would I do Cada without yain you?
Gone to, yeah.
Without you.
Im a hail.
In my heart.
In my
life.
Yeah.
What would I do without you in my life?
Yeah, it's the way I feel about you, Connor.
Thanks, Lee. XOX.
We'd have no podcast. Is to one is bar mahail.
Is.
So that's kind of tricky, unless you're a native language speaker. Is to bun is bar. So bun is bar is technically like, it's technically like top to bottom, but essentially what it means is to bun is bar mahail. So is to, you are, it's like the, you're like the meaning of my life. You're the basis wings. Of everything in my life. You're the foundation of everything in my life.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Yeah, you're like it's top.
Pretty hard one this week.
Yeah, but like Taylor Hines fans would have gotten that, Connor. What a performer Taylor Hines was. So angle and a goni a bum a rod is motley te a yain of dumb. Do you know what that means?
No.
To angle in a coney, there's an angel living a bun mar rod at the end of my road, the end of my street.
What?
Yeah. Is motley te a yain of dumb.
I love.
She likes to make me tea.
Ah, Jesus.
What?
So yeah, there's an angel living at the end of the road and she likes to make me tea.
Yeah. August Laramage Fuin Nadini Maha, and we speak about all the good people we know. Our father will Ahania Gwynir, who like the law, like about all the people we know and the love I have for them, basically. It's Bralamon Grotho Gum. I love the love I have on Grotho Agum Dagoctana, the love I have for everyone. Cada yain hin gan tú mahail is tú bun is bar mahail. What would I do without you in my life? You're the basis of my life.
The angel of the friends.
The mates and the mates. Family. All the people he loves, yeah.
But he's talking to the angels about...
All the people.
All the people.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the chorus then?
Mom is dad. Mum and dad.
Mum and dad.
Mochard is two.
My friends.
My friends and you.
My friends and you.
Connoisseurs.
What would I do?
Sing out loud.
Sing out loud.
I owe you. I owe you. English is the same.
I owe you, yeah.
I owe you. Like, I owe you.
I owe you, yeah.
Yeah. Gokrodnye.
Every day.
Everything yesterday. Gokrodnye.
Everything today.
Everything today. Och three letter.
Och without.
But three letters.
I owe you.
I owe you.
Ah, oh, that's nice.
Isn't it?
It's a nice little meaning.
I love that song. It's a bop.
The tea bit kind of throws me off, though.
He just likes to have the tea with the angel. There's no real harm in it. They're just having a catch-up. Just having a catch-up.
Barry's a lion.
Ah, Barry's all the way.
Barry's, yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Fist bump. Fist right. Bump. This is Irish as it gets. We'll leave it there. And we'll say... Slugable!
Right, what a jam-packed episode that was today. Lou, indeed, did you have indeed. A good time?
Great time, so much Gaeilge.
So much Gaeilge.
I'm all about the Gaeilge.
We had to though, Junior Eurovision.
Ah,
you know,
yeah. Sulis. Tigi Cathair.
Tigi Cathair.
Fair feckin' play, lads.
Eris.
Oh, Connor looks so proud when he said that. Eris her fad. Eris her fad. On tall, the Sophie Lennon... August, just bond hat of us. Enjoy it. Definitely. Have a great time. Can't
absolutely.
Wait.
Absolutely. Thank you all for listening to the podcast again. Don't forget to follow us because did you know only 31% of our listeners follow our podcast? How dare you?
How dare?
How dare you?
We're not going to be sassy. Please follow us.
just click the little button.
We like you. Follow.
And send us a comment.
Give us a review. We spent hours on this, okay?
It's free of charge.
The delusion is here. Putting the loo in delusion.
Oh my god.
Let's finish the episode.
right. As we were saying, don't forget to follow us. You can get us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, just look up Eurovision and you will find us. But yeah, make sure you subscribe to us so you don't miss a future episode.
We love you lots.
We love you lots.
Thank you so much.
It's Brad on listeners. It's even them on listeners.
Even on who?
Who?
On listeners.
On listeners. Can we have the Irish for listeners, Lou?
Nearly a kinch, actually. I'm not too sure. I'll have to check that.
Check that for next week. We can add it in at the next episode.
That's
then.
The Uberwally. That's the homework.
That's the Uberwally, yeah.
All right. Good will. And we'll say
Slongafall. It's near Paris on a shore.